Welcome to Roman Catholicism 101. This is a class or a discussion for the members of Monterey Baptist Church about Roman Catholicism and what it teaches and how it compares to biblical Christianity or Protestantism. First, we would like to say that this is not a class to be clever or to win arguments or to be rude or crass against any of our Roman Catholic friends or family members. We're simply seeking to understand what the Roman Catholic Church teaches and how we can better talk about the gospel with our Roman Catholic friends, family, and neighbors. So as an introduction, it can be difficult to talk about Roman Catholicism as a separate religion. Oftentimes in our culture, in our society, people just throw Roman Catholicism right under the umbrella of Christianity. And at first glance, it seems very reasonable, but at a more in-depth look, we'll see that it may not be. The Roman Catholic Church uses many of the same words we do, including grace, faith, atonement, justification, and more. They read the Bible, they believe it's God's word, and preach that Jesus is the Son of God who died for sin. And the Roman Catholic Church affirms and teaches many true things, and I think it's safe to say that many people have come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ through the teachings at the Roman Catholic Church or attending services there, because they do open the Bible and read it in church. And we know that God's Word has power to save. It goes out and it does not return void. So we know that there are saved Roman Catholics. But we assert that the Roman Catholic Church is not a true Christian church, and in fact, we assert it is a false religion. We hold these things to be true because when examined closely, it's clear that the Roman Catholic Church teaches a different gospel than the Bible does. Roman Catholicism or Roman Catholics say and believe that salvation is through Christ, but not solely through faith in Christ alone. Grace is dispensed through people like priests and saints and objects like the sacraments, and there is no required response of repentance and faith on the part of the recipient supposedly receiving that grace. And while Roman Catholics and Protestants sometimes sound the same, as you dig deeper, you will see different understandings of basic questions. And some of the biggest differences are not the most obvious ones. There are many hot topics that people are excited to debate about, like saints, indulgences, purgatory, the Pope, but these are not the heart of the gospel. And it is precisely when we get to the heart of the gospel that some major differences really emerge between Roman Catholicism and biblical Christianity. Our goal should be to help our Roman Catholic friends and family understand these differences. And I pray that as we study the key doctrines of Roman Catholicism, you will be better equipped to do this and more clearly see this for yourself. We're going to focus closely on Roman Catholic doctrine and where we think it strays from the biblical teaching. It's worth doing this because it's not immediately obvious why we would need to evangelize Roman Catholics. They say they believe in Jesus and the Trinity and our need to repent and believe. But when we examine these statements, it becomes clear that the Roman Catholic Church, in its official teachings, means something very different than what the Bible means. And for that reason, it's best to approach conversations with practicing Roman Catholics as a conversation with someone who does not understand the gospel the way the Bible presents it, and therefore someone who needs to hear the good news of Jesus. We're going to take a look at two broad categories of doctrine and how Roman Catholic beliefs differ from biblical Christianity. First, we'll look at the doctrine of the Word of God, and second, we'll look at the doctrine of salvation.